shiur is in Masechtas Psachim, Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin from Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, three lines from the top, the second to the last word, Gufa. But before we come to our Gemara, let us go to Tezayin Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, with the word Hein Yisa. This is a pasuk in Chagai, when the Klal Yisrael began to build the second Beis HaMikdash, and Klal Yisrael wanted to know whether or not the Kohenim had forgotten the laws of Tumah V'Tahara in the course of the Golus. He asked them, Hein Yiso Ish Besar Kodesh Bechnaf Bigdoi. If a person would carry Besar Kodesh, the flesh of a sheretz. Over here the word Kodesh does not mean something holy, but it means something tummy. As Rashi says, we find in the Pasuk in Melachim, Kodesh Hoya Ba'oretz, there was defilement in the land. So we find the word Kedusha can sometimes mean tumah. In the Chumash of Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, we find in the Pasuk, Lo'siyah Kedesha Mibnei Yisrael V'lo'yiyah Kodesh Mibnei Yisrael, how the word Kedusha, Kodesh, could mean sometimes Kedusha and sometimes Tumah. But in any case, Hein Yiso Ish Besar Kodesh, if a person is carrying the flesh of a sheretz, Bechnaf Bigdoi, in the wing or the corner at the bottom of his garment, Vignoga Bechnofoi El Halechem, and with the sheretz that is in the corner of his garment, he will reach out, or he will touch, to bread. So the sheretz is an avhatumah, and here we are learning, according to Rashi's pshat in the sugya, which differs in some ways from Rabbeinu Tam and Tosis and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. V'gunoga bechnofoi el halechem, and with the sheretz that is in his garment, he will reach or touch to the lechem. So the sheretz is an avhatumah, and the lechem becomes a rishon letumah. V'el hanozid, the lechem will touch the nozid, something which is cooked, as it says, v'yozad yaakov nozid, a solid food which is cooked. El halechem ve'el hanozid. So the nozid has become now a sheni. Ve'el hayayin. The nozid will touch the yayin. So the yayin, which is a mashke, becomes a shlishi. Ve'el shemen. The yayin touches the shemen, and therefore the shemen that had contact with the yayin contracted the tumor from the yayin, and it becomes a revi. Ve'el kol ma'achol. Or if the yayin does not touch the shemen, but touches any other type of food, hayikdash, rule the last in the line, in other words, the shemen, or the ma'achol, will that become tomek? Vayanu ha-koyanim vayimru loy. The koyanim answered Chagai, and he said, loy. They said, no, the shemen, or the ma'achol, will not become tomek, because there is no din of revi'i ba'koydash. And now we begin with our Gemara. Gufa on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the third line. Gufa, we learned before. Rav Oma, Rav says, Ishtabish Kahane. The Koinim erred. They were found wanting in the test that Chagai Hanavi gave them. He asked them if Revi Bakoidesh is Tomei, and they answered no. Ushmuel Oma, and Shmuel says, Loi Ishtabish Kahane. The Kahanim did not fail the test. Rav Oma, Ishtabish Kahane. Rav says that the Koinim did fail the test. Why did they fail? Revi Bakoidesh Bo Minayu. Chagai Hanavi had asked of the Kohanim the din of Revi Bakoidesh. If by something that has a Kedushas Haguf in the Beis HaMikdash, if it comes into contact with a Shlishi, can it become a Revi or not? Revi Bakoidesh Bo Minayu Vi Omrulei, and they said to Chagai Hanavi, Toho, that it is Toho. And that was not right, because we know Revi Bakoidesh is Tomei. Ushmuel Oma, and Shmuel says, Lo Yishtabish Kahanim. The Kohanim did not err. Chamishi b'Kodesh Boi Minayu. The question that Chagai Hanavi asked them was whether Kodesh can become a Chamishi. V'omrulei Toho. And they said, no, it can't. A Chamishi b'Kodesh is Toho. So the Gemara now explains. Bish loim l'Rav, it is fine according to Rav. Hainu d'chsiv abo. That is why the Pasuk mentions four different items to make it a Revi. How is that? And according to Rashi's Girsa, the way the Rashash explains, we read the next words in the Gemara. Hainu d'chsiv abo. Lechem v'nozid v'yayin v'shemen. That the sheretz that was b'chnaf bigdoi came into contact with the lechem, which became a rishon. The nozid became a sheni, the yayin became a shlishi, the shemen became a revi. We understand very well how he asked them revi bakodesh. Ela lishmuel, but according to Shmuel, that says he asked them chamishi bakodesh, chamishi menole. From where does Shmuel know that he asked them for chamishi bakodesh? We can only see in the pasuk revi bakodesh. Answers the Gemara according to Shmuel, we must say, Mi kesiv, does it then say in the pasuk, v'nova v'noga k'nofoi balechem? Does it say that the sheretz, which was in the corner of his garment, that sheretz touched the lechem directly? It says, v'noga b'chnofoi k'siv. There is an extra base, v'noga b'chnofoi. And therefore the pshat was, b'ma shenoga b'chnofoi. The lechem did not make contact with the sheretz that was in the corner of itself, but it made contact with something that the sheretz had made contact with. In other words, the sheretz touched, for instance, a keli, and that keli, for instance, became a rishon, and now the lechem came into the contact with that keli, and therefore the lechem is only a sheni. And afterwards, the lechem touched the nozit, so the nozit is a shlishi, the yayin is a revi, and the shemen is a chamishi. Says the Gemara Toshma, let us ask Akasha Ana from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that after Chagai gave them the first test, he asked them another question. Vayoyma Chagai said to the Koyanim, Im yiga tmei nefesh b'cholela. If a tmei nefesh, at this point the Gemara is learning tmei nefesh is a person who touched a mace. So the person who touches a mace is an avhatum. The mace is avi avois, and the person who touches the mace is an avhatum. So im yiga tmei nefesh b'cholela, if a person who is an avhatum will touch all these things, he will touch a lechem, and then the lechem will come into contact with the nozid, and the nozid with the yayin, and the yayin with the shemen. Hayitmo, will the last in the line, will the shemen become tamei? Vayanu hakoyanim v'yoymru, and the koyanim answered, and they said, yitmo, yes, the shemen will become tamei, says the Gemara. Bishloim l'shmuel, according to Shmuel, it is fine. Midohocha lo yishtabes, just like here, when he asked them a revi b'kodesh, because the tamei mace touched the lechem directly, the av touched the lechem, they didn't make no mistake, and they said yitno hasam nami lo yishtabish. Also in the case where he asked them about the sheretz, and the sheretz touched something that had first touched the lechem, so we're talking about the lechem becoming a sheni, and therefore it was a chamishi b'kodesh that he asked them. Hasam nami lo yishtabish. Over there also they made no mistake. Both questions they answered correctly. They knew that a revi b'kodesh is tamei and that a chamishi b'kodesh is not tamei. Elo l'rav, but according to Rav, maishno hocha de yishtabish. Why is it when he asked them revi b'kodesh, where the primary source of tumah was the sheretz, or the av of sheretz, they did not know the din? Umaishno hasam. And why is it in the second case where the primary source of tumah was the av tumah of tamei mes? Why over here de lo yishtabish did they not err and they knew that there's a din of revi b'kodesh? Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Bar Avua, said Rav Nachman in the name of Rabba Bar Avua, b'kin hein b'tumas mes. The Klal Yisrael, the Bukoyanim of those times, were knowledgeable in the din of Tumemes. They knew that a mess that comes into contact with something, that Tumme can go on until a Revi Bakoydesh. Ve'ein b'ki in hein b'tumah sheretz. But they were not knowledgeable in the laws of Tumah sheretz. They did not know that a sheretz, which is an av hatumah, touches the lechem, and the lechem the nozid, and the nozid the yayin, and the shemen, that it can go up till a Revi. They did not know that the sheretz can go up till a Revi. Ravina, Omar Ravina says a different teretz. Hosom revi'i. Over there, when he asked him the question that began with the sheretz, the bechnaf bigdoy, the sheretz was bechnaf bigdoy and it touched the lechem. Over there, it ended to be a revi. But hoch, in the second question, when he asked about tmei mes, it was a shlishi. How was it a shlishi? Because this tmei nefesh does not mean a person who came into contact with a mes and he's only an avhatoma, but the tmei nefesh here is a mes itself. So therefore, the mes itself came into contact with the lechem. The mes is avi avois hatum, and therefore the lechem becomes an av, and the lechem comes into contact with the nozid, so the nozid is a rishon, and the nozid that comes into contact with the yayin makes the yayin a sheni, And the yayin that comes into contact with the shemen makes the shemen a shlishi. That they knew. They knew that there was a din of shlishi b'kodesh, but they did not know that there is a din of revi'i b'kodesh. And in that, they made a mistake. We see from this Gemara, according to the way Rashi learns pshat, that a mess that comes into contact with oichlin, with the lechem, would make that lechem an av hatumah. Tosfos asks on Rashi that this would seem to contradict the rule that we have that oichlin amashkim, we know, cannot become an av hatumah. Rashi taught us, as Rabbi Kiva Eger brings here in Masechtas Erev in Daf Kuf Dalet Amid Beis, that only something that has tahara b'mikveh, only such a thing could become an av hatumah. As Rashi told us there, we learn it from the pasuk in Parshas Chukas. It says, v'chita'oi b'yoyim hashvi'i, and then it says, v'chola sheyiga b'y hatumah yitma, that something that comes into contact with a mess becomes an av hatumah. But what is that? That is only something that v'chita'oi b'yoyim hashvi'i that has tevila b'mikveh. But an item that does not have tevila b'mikveh, like oichlin u'mashkin, cannot be an av hatumah. That is what Rashi taught us in Masechtas Erevin. If so, if oichlin u'mashkin cannot become an av hatumah, how then is it here, if the mess came into contact with the lechem, how does the lechem become an av hatumah? So here Tosfos says a great chiddush to explain Rashi, that although oichlin u'mashkin that come into contact with avi avos hatumah cannot become an av hatumah, that is only, it cannot become an av hatumah for the purposes of being metama a keli that come into contact with those oichlin u'mashkin. We know we have a rule that kelim can only be mekabel tumah from an av hatumah. What kind of av hatumah must they come into contact with? An av hatumah other than oichlin u'mashkin. However, if a keli comes into contact with an av hatumah of oichlin u'mashkin, that keli cannot be mekabel tumah from the oichlin u'mashkin. However, if oichlin u'mashkin come into contact with a mess, those oichlin u'mashkin can become an av hatumah for the purposes of making oichlin u'mashkin that come into contact with them a rishin latumah. So again, if oichlin come into contact with a mess, those oichlin become an av hatumah for the purposes of making the mashkin that come into contact now with those oichlin, those mashkin that come into contact with that oichlin, become a rishin. And so it goes on, sheni shlishi revi. And therefore again, the question of Chagai, if the mess itself came into contact with a lechem, that lechem is an av hatumah, and therefore it is metameh the nazid, and the nazid becomes a rishin, and the yayin becomes a sheni, and the shemen becomes a shlishi. And the Gemara continues, Toshma vayaan Chagai, and Chagai answered, vayoymer kein ha'om hazeh. So it is with these people, v'chein hagoy hazeh, and so it is with this nation. Lefonai, before me, ne'um Hashem, this is the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pasuk continues, v'chein kol ma'ase yedeyam, so also is all the works of their hands. V'asher yakrivu sham, everything that they bring in that Beis HaMikdash, tamehu, everything that they offer there is defiled. Says the Gemara, bishloim l'rav, according to Rav, it is fine. Hainu dichsiv tamei. That is what the pasuk says, that Chagai Hanavi is saying, that which the Kohenim will bring in this Beis HaMikdash is tamei because they failed the test. They don't know Hilchas tamei v'tahara. Elo l'shmuel, but according to Shmuel, amai tamei? Why should it be tamei? Who? They passed the test. They knew the answer to the question. They knew that a revi b'kodesh is tamei, or posel we should say, and a chamishi isn't. Answers the Gemara, it's mua ka metama. Chagai Hanavi was making a rhetorical statement, and he was saying, v'chol ma'asa yedeyam v'ashe yakrivu sham, tamei hu. Is it then tamei? Certainly not, because they know hilches tuma v'tar. Ask the Gemara of Ahovechein kol ma'asa yedeyam. How can you say that Chagai Hanavi was saying it b'tmiyah as a question or as a wonder? He said v'chein, and so also kol ma'asa yedeyam. Just like they failed the test, so also kol ma'asa yedeyam is tamei. It seems to be not a rhetorical statement, but it seems to be a declarative statement. V'chein kol ma'asa yedeyam tamei hu, and so also all the ma'asa yedeyam are tamei. Oma mazutra to this mazutra answered v'itema ravashi, that the pshat in the pasuk is, it was a completely new statement on the part of Chagai. It had nothing to do with the test. The test they passed. However, mitoich shekilkalu es maaseim, Chagai hanovi saw benevuah, that in the future they would pervert their deeds. And therefore, he said, it is considered tantamount ki'ilu hikrivu betuma, as if they had offered in the Beis HaMikdash karbonis betuma, because of their ma'aseyim milkul kolam. And now the Gemara continues. Gufo, we learned before, and after Zayin Amud Aleph, on the seventh line, we learned there, the Gemara brought a Mishnah that Hayid Yosi ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda, Yosi ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda, gave testimony before the Chachomim, Al Mashke Beimit Bachaya, that it's Dochen, and certain Mashke Beimit Bachaya in the Beis HaMikdash, that those Mashkim are Toha. And there we saw in the Gemara, Rav Toni, Rav learnt, his text in that Mishnah was Mashke Beis Mitbachaya with a test. Mashke Beis Mitbachaya, the Mashkim that were found in the Mitbachayim of the Beis HaMikdash, in the area in the Beis HaMikdash where they would slaughter, skin, and skin the animals, and where they would rinse the insides of the animals, the Kavayim. That was called the Mashke Beis Mitbachaya. In that place there was usually found blood, the dam of the Kabonis, and it was also found the water which was used to rinse the Kavayim of the Kabonis. We also saw in that sugya an important machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. When Yosi ben Yoezer, Ish Tzreda, said that Mashke Beis Mitbachaya are Toho, we had a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav said that they are completely Tohoren. The Mashke Beis Mitbachaya, the Dam and the Mayim, they are not Mitame other things, and they cannot even be Makabel Tuma themselves. And we saw in that sugya that Rav holds this way because Rav is the opinion, according to Yosi ben Yoezer, that ein tume le mashkin kalika min hatoire mashkin. We know that there are seven mashkin for the purposes of our din, yain, dvash, shemen, cholov, tal, dam, mayim, and these seven mashkin min hatoire cannot be makabel tume at all, and certainly they can't be matami other things. However, midrabon and the chachamim were goyza that they are makabel tume and they can be makabel tama other things. However, if it's the mashkim, if it's the mayim and the dam in the Beis HaMikdash, the Chachamun did not want to be geyser a din of tume on the mashkim in the Beis Mitbachayim in order not to cause kachim to become nifsad, that kachim would be rendered unfit. And therefore, they did not enact the din of tume, both for kabbalas tume and letame achem to transmit the tumah of these mashkim to other things, that din they were not geyser in the Beis Mitbachaya. We saw in Shmuel in that Gemara that he says that mashkim can contract tumah min ha-Torah, and therefore the Chachamim could not rescind that din of the Torah of Kabbalah's tumah for mashkim in the Beis HaMikdash. But the din de Rabbanan that mashkim can transmit tumah to other things, that the Chachamim did not enact in the Beis HaMikdash for the same reason, in order not to be marbe tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, in order not to be mafsid kachim. But in any case, Rav learned as the text in the Mishka, in that Mishnah, Bashke Beis Mitbachaya. What Yosi ben Yoezer was dealing with was only the dam and the mayim. These are the mashkim that are found in the Beis HaMitbachaya. But the Leviton, and here the Gemara brings a new shita that we did not have until now. The Leviton, however, Levi learned Mashke Beis Mitbachaya. Levi learned that the Yosi ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda says that Bashke Bei Mitbachaya is Dochen. Mitbachaya is the word like the Mizbeach. It is similar to the word of the Mizbeach, but instead of the Zayin of Mizbeach, we have here a Dalet. That is the Targum Lashon for the word Mizbeach. So those Mashkim which are found in the Mizbeach, for instance, Shemen or Yayin, which are used for the Menaches and for the Nesachim, those Mashkim are Tohar. That is what Yosi ben Yoezer was speaking about. And as we will see in the Gemara, we're not only speaking about Yayin v'Shemen, But the mashke be'midbachaya includes all the mashkin that there are in the Beis HaMikdash, the yayin and the shemen, and the yayin and the mayim. So Levi says that the words of Yosi ben Yezer ish Tzreda, that mashke be'midbachaya adochen should not be read mitbachaya with a tes, it should be read midbachaya with a dalet, and it includes all mashkin. And now the Gemara asks, the Levi, according to Levi, Honicha isvira like Shmuel. It is fine if he holds like Shmuel in the machloikis that we mentioned before, in the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel that we mentioned before, that Rav and Shmuel have a machloikis in the words of Yosi ben Yoyezer ish Tzreda, when he said, Mashke be midbachaya is dochen. Was he speaking only dochen, it's tohar miletamei acherim? But tumas atzmon, their own tumah, the din of Kabbalah's tumah they have min ha-Torah, and therefore that din is retained in the Beis HaMikdash? Or do we say as Rav, that Mashke be midbachaya is dochen, they don't even have a din of Kabbalah's tumah, because the din of Kabbalah's tumah is also midrabon. So it is fine if Levi isfira like Shmuel, if he holds like Shmuel. The Yoma that Shmuel says, dochon, the words that Yosi ben Yoezer ish Tzreda that said that dochon means miletame tumas acherim, avol tumas atzmon yeshlohen, but all the mashke be midbachaya can contract tumah, because the din that they can contract tumah is a din de eraisa, and therefore the kachachomim could not rescind that din. If so, mashkachas lo, I could learn a pshat in the pasuk and understand why the first time when he asked the first question they answered no, it does not become tummy, and the second time when he asked them about tmei nefesh, they said that it does become tummy. The first time he asked them, if a person has the psar kodesh bechnaf bigdoy, he has the sheretz in his beged, and then the sheretz touches the lechem, and the lechem touches the nozid, and the nozid the yayin, and the yayin the shemen. Therefore, they said it does not become tummy, since minhatera mashkin cannot be matami other things. And they said, the chachamim said, mashke be midbachaya ardochin, the chachamim did not enact the tumah letami acherim by mashkin. And Levi learns mashke be midbachaya to include the yayin v'shemen. That's why the kohenim said loy, it does not become tummy, because the yayin cannot be metame the shemen in the midbachaya. However, when he asked the second question, he said im yigat mei nefesh bechol leile, if the tmei nefesh, the person who is an av hatuma, if he will touch any one of these things, what will be the din if the tmei nefesh will touch the lechem, or the tmei nefesh will touch the nozit, or he will touch the yayin, or the shemen? Will these things become tummy? And there the kohenim answered, yes, they will become tummy. Why? Because the din of tumas mashkim lekabel tumah, to contract tumah, is min ha-Torah, and therefore the chachomim did not remove this din of tumah, and that's why they said it will become tummy. Is therefore denage kula berishin, the second Pasuk, says the Gemara, is talking about a case where all the things mentioned in the Pasuk previously, all of these things touch the Tmei Meis himself, and therefore we can understand why they said that they become Tmei. Ele Isov Ale Kerav. However, if Levi will hold like Rav, the Yom HaDochen Mamesh, that when Yosi ben Yoyezer ish Tzreda was made, and he said on Mashke Bein Midbachaya was Dochen, it means Dochen Mamesh, that they have no din Kabbalah's Tumah, neither min HaTorah nor midrabbonon, in the Beis HaMikdash at least, Heichi Mashkachas Lo. How is it possible to learn the Pasuk? How is it possible for the Yayin and the Shemen to become Tumah, if they have no din Kabbalah's tumah, midraisa or midrabbanan? Says the Gemara, you're right, al kochach, you are forced to say kishmuel svirale. If you want to read the words in Yosi ben Yezi ish Tzreda, you want to read the words in mashke me mid bochaya with a dalet, then you must understand that he holds like Shmuel, that mashke be mid bochaya only dochem miletame acherem, avot tumas atzmon yesh lehem. And the Gemara continues, Ula Shmuel, according to Shmuel, it said before that lo yishtabish kahana. In the first question also, that Chage asked the Kohanim, the Kohen did not make a mistake, because he asked them about Chamishi Bakodesh. He asked them in a case where the Sheretz came into contact with a Keli, for instance, and the Keli first touched the Lechem, which became a Sheni, and therefore at the end of the line, the Shemen was a Chamishi. So Ula Shmuel, Hanicha Isova lo kerav, it is fine if he holds like Rav, the Tanibashke base mit Bochaya,
Rav learns the only thing with the Chachomim that not in that Gzeris was Mashke Bei Mitbachaya, the dam and the Mayim. Aval Mashke Bei Mitbachaya, but the Shemen and the Yayin, Achrina Namim Etama, they can also be Metama other things, because the din de Rabbonin of Tumas Mashkin Letama Acherim applies even to the Yayin and Shemen in the Mikdash. Is if so, we understand very well. Revi Hu Deloyovet Chamishi, he asked them a question where the Yayin was a Revi and the Shemen would be a Chamishi, and that is why they answered fine. Revi Hu Deloyovet Chamishi, Revi does not make a Chamishi. Hashlishi Ovid Revi, but if this Yayin had been a Shlishi and the Shemen would only be a Revi, it would be Matam. That's why he asked him in the case of Revi Chamishi. Elei Savala Kelevi, but if Shmuel were to hold that Levi, the Tonim Mashke Bei Midbachaya, that in the words of Yosi Ben Yoezer Ishtzrei, do we have to learn Mashke Bei Midbachaya, that even the Yayin and the Shemen and the Beis HaMikdash do not have a din to be Matami other things? If so, my area Revi'i Deloyovit Chamishi. Why did he ask them a case where the Revi doesn't make the Chamishi? Afilu Sheni Ushlishi Nami Loyavdi. Even if this Yayin would be a Sheni, it would not make a Shlishi. It would not make the Shemen into a Shlishi. Or if the Yayin would be a Shlishi, it would not make the Shemen into a Revi. Because Mashkim, even Yayin v'Shemen, are not Metama other things in the Bei Midbachaya. So what must we say? We must say that Shmuel, in the question of Mitbachaya and Midbachaya, agrees with Rav. Al kocho kerav svirlei, he must hold like Rav that we read Mashke Bei Mitbachaya. But Mashke Bei Midbachaya can be Metame other things, and that's why in the first question he asked them, the only reason that the Shemen did not become Tomei was because it was a Chamishi ve'en Chamishi b'kodesh. But had it contracted its Tomei from a Sheni or a Shlishi, it could have become Tomei. Says the Gemara now, Tanya Kavosei Derav. We learned the Braitha, which is support for the view of Rav that we should read Mashke Bei Mitbachaya. Tanya Kavosei Delevi, that we should read in the Mishnah, that is, of Yosi Ben Yoezer Ishtredo Mashke Bei Mitbachaya. Tanya Kavosei Delevi. We learned a Braitha that support the Levi. We learned in the Braitha, Hadam Vehayayin Vehash Shemen v'hamayim, Mashke Bei Midbachaya. All these things are called Mashke Bei Midbachaya. Shenitmeu b'fnim. If they become tamei inside the azara, v'hoitzion lechutz, and a person carried them after they had become tamei inside the azara, v'hoitzion lechutz, a person carries them outside the azara. And we know when they were taken outside the Azara, they become posel b'yotzei. There is a din by kachim that kachim become posel b'yotzei. There's a gemara in Zvachim daf pei beis hamid beis that darshins from the posik and parshas mishpatim ubasa basada treifa loy sechelu. From this posik we learn that habasa, if basa of a carbon goes chutz lemechitzasai, leaves the Azara, for instance, then it becomes posel. And so also Rashi says there in Zvachim that kal v'chaim adam that is yatzah chutz l'mechitzah, if dam of a carbon goes beyond its mechitza, it also becomes pasuk. The Gemara also learns in Zvachim daf kofala from adalef, from a different pasuk, we find a pasuk in Parshas Shmini. The Torah says v'eisir hachatosh dorash dorash moshe v'hinei seiros, and he said madua lo yachalte masachatos b'mkayim hakodesh. And he said to the Kayanim, Hein Lehuva es Domo el HaKodesh Penimo. And the Chazal learned in the Sechta Zvachim from this Pasuk that he asked them, maybe the Dam of the Korban went Chutz L'Klayim, and that's why the Dam became Pasul. So they said, no, B'Kodesh Haisa. In other words, it was Penimo, it was inside. From that Pasuk we also learn that Dam becomes Pasul B'Yotze. But in any case, all these Mashkim became Pasul B'Yotze, he took them out of the Azor. And the Braisa continues, Tohirim, these Mashkim, which became Tomei in the Azara, when they, even if they were taken out of the Azara, Tohirim, they cannot be Metame anything else. Why? Because the din is that Mashke Bei Midbachaya is Dochen, and those Mashke Bei Midbachaya include even Yayin V'Shemen. So we see a raya already from this Braisa, it must be going according to Levi, because it speaks about Dam and Yayin and Shemen. Yayin and Shemen, that must be Mashka Be Midbachaya, and therefore we have proof to the din of Levi that the special din that Mashkin of Hektish cannot be Metame other things, that is also on Yayin Vashem. And the Braisa continues, Nitmu Bachutz. However, if their Kabbalah's Tumah was Bachutz, was outside the Azara, before they ever became, Rashi learns, Mashke Bei Midbachaya, they had never yet been Mashke Bei Midbachaya, Vehichnisan Bifnim, and then he brought them inside to the Azara, Temeim, then they can be Metama other things even inside the Azara, since when they were Makabal Tumah, they were not yet Mashke Midbachaya. So the din de Rabbanan that Mashkin can be Metame other things apply to them, and they retain that property even after they're brought into the Azar. And now the Gemara asks a kasha on the Reisha of the Braisa. The Reisha of the Braisa says if it was Nitmu Bifnim and they were brought outside the Azar, they became Basel B'yotah, they still cannot be Metame Acherim. They retain the property of Mashkin be Midbachaya Dochen, that is Dochen Metame Acherim. Ask the Gemara, Eini, it isn't so. Via Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said Mashkin be Midbachaya, the Mashkin which are found around the Mizbeach, the Dam and the Yayin and the Shemen and the Mayim, Lo Yomru Dochen, that which the Chachamim said that they have a special din of Tahara Midatame Acherim, that is Elobim Koimon, that is only as long as they're in their place. That's how the Gemara is learning Pshat now, Bim Koimon. My love, do you not think that the Pshat Bim Koimon means Lemute, it comes to exclude the case where Nitmu Bifnim Vahitsian Lechutz, where they're not anymore Bim Koimon, over there they don't have the din of Dochen anymore, but now they can be Metame Acherim. The Gemara says, Loi, that isn't right Pshat. It means Lemute comes to exclude Nitmu Bechutz V'chnisam Bifnit if they became Tomei before they ever became Mashgeh Bei Midbachaya, when they were outside of the Azara. Then if it's Chnisam Bifnim, then they can be Matama Acherim, because the Kabbalah's Tumah was in the time before it was Mashgeh Bei Midbachaya. But the Gemara continues to ask, V'habim Koimon Ka'oma. It says, Le'omu Dochen Elabim Koimon, and we want to learn Pshat Elabim Koimon as long as they are Bim Koimon. But the moment they leave Mekoimon, the moment they leave the Azara, even though the Kabbalah's Tum was while they were Mashke Bei Midbachaya, now once they leave the Azara, they can be Matama other things. Says the Gemara, Hachikama. No, that's not the right shot. Le'omru Dochen, the Chachomim only said Dochen a Mashke Bei Midbachaya, Ela Shenitme'u Bimkoiman. If the Kabbalah's Tum was at a time when they were Mashke Bei Midbachaya, in other words, they were in the Azara, but if they became Tomei before they ever became Mashke Bei Midbachaya, when they were outside the Azara, then they retained the din of Tumah Latameach, even after they are brought into the Azara. And here the Gemara brings the second Braisa, which now is in support of Rav. Tanya Kavosei de Rav, we learned the Braisa like Rav, who says Mashke Bei Mitbachaya, the special din of Tahara in Mashke within the Beis HaMikdash was only in the Dam and the Mayim. It says in the Braisa, Hadam v'Hamayim. You see, this Braisa does not bring the Yayin and the Shemen, because it's going according to Rav, that only Dam and Mayim have the special din of Tahara. Hadam v'Hamayim. Mashke Beis Mitbachaya, this is termed as Mashke Beis Mitbachaya, to differentiate from Mashke Bei Mitbachaya, that includes all the mashkoros in the Beis Hamikdash, including Yayin Vashem, Shenitmu, that became Tomei, Bein Bekelin, Bein Bekarka. In other words, if they came, Shenitmu here means they came into contact with Tumah, Bein Bekelin, Bein Bekarka, Tohoirin, they are Tohor, and according to Rav, they are not Mekabel Tumah at all, since Tumas Mashkin, the din of Kabbalah's Tumah of Mashkin is only Mide Rabbonon, therefore Loi Gozru in a Mashke Bei Mitbachaya. And now the Braisa continues, and here we turn to the Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Reb Shimon says, and this is the same Reb Shimon that we learned at the beginning of Teftas Zayin Amid Aleph. He says the din of Kabbalah's Tumah to Mashkin is Min HaTorah, and Mashkin can even be Metama Oichlim Min HaTorah, and therefore Mashkin in the Beis HaMikdash are Mekabel Tumah, even Mashke Bei Mitbachaya are Mekabel Tumah, and they can also be Metame other things. Since the din of Kabbalah's Tumah and the din of transmitting Tumah is Min HaTorah, the Chachon could not remove that din of Tumah. But Reb Shimon says bekevim tmeim. Therefore, if the mashkim are not mechubel akarka, they are bekevim, they're certainly tamei, because that's the din d'oraisa, that they're mekabel tumah and they are metamei other things. However, Reb Shimon says, v'karka tahirim, if these mashkin are in the karka, they're mechubel akarka, then they are tahirim. Why is that? So Rashi explains that the Gemara will soon tell us that this bekarka tahirim is not talking about dam, it is only talking about mayim. Min hatera we know that mayim that is mechubel akarka, if that mayim is a shir revias, that mayim is tahar, because any mayim that is bekarka is roi for tevila. One can immerse something coming into that mayim. Min ha-toyra for tevila. If it's a tevilas adam, that water must have at least arboim so, because we learn it has to be mayim shekol gufoy oyla bahen. His whole body, he must be able to immerse at once. And that's a minimum of 40 so. However, if we have small types of utensils, like machatin, like needles, those needles we can immerse in a drop of water. And therefore we say that even if we have a little bit of water, there is halacha l'moshe misina that that little bit has to be at least a revius mayim, so one may be toivel machatim v'tzinorius in such a small amount of water. Since it's a kosher mikveh, it is not mekabel tumah min ha-toyra. However, midrabbanan, since the chachamim made a gzeira, and they said we may not be toivel anything, even a tiny keli, in a mikveh which is less than a boim so, therefore they also, that is how it is mashma here from Rashi, therefore the Chachamim also removed the din tahare from mayim which is less than 40 so bekarka. Min hatoyr mayim which is from a revius on, if it's bekarka, it is not bekabel tumah since it's ro'i litvila. One can immerse something tummy in it. But since the Chachamim said the minimum shear for any tvila is 40 so, they also rescinded the din of tahara midirabonim from that water, and now mayim bekarka, which is less than 40 so, according to Rashi and now a sugya, can be makabel tumah. However, in the Beis Hamikdash, they retained the din d'oraisa that any mayim which is bekarka in the mikdash, as long as it's more than a revius mayim, is not makabel tumah. And therefore, Reb Shimon says, bekarka, if this mayim is bekarka, that minatayre is not makabel tumah from the shear of a revius and more, then it is tahirin, because the chachamim would not goyze the gzera that we need a minimum shear of a boim so. Omar Rav Papa, said Rav Papa, afilu leman diyoma tumas mashkin d'araisa. Rav Papa learns completely differently than we had in our whole sugi. In our whole sugi, we learned that if mashkin is makabel tumim in atayla, it's makabel tumim in the Beis HaMikdash. If it is not makabel tumim in the Minatayla, as Rav learns in Yosi Ben Yeza, then it's not makabel tumim in the Beis HaMikdash, because the gzera that mashkin are makabel tumim, the Chachamim did not enact in the Beis HaMikdash so as not to be mar betuma. And also, if we hold that mashkim are mekabel tumah min haTorah, but they're not metame acherim min haTorah, we say also in the Beis Hamikdash they're mekabel tumah, but they're not metame acherim. Although midrabbanan mashkim are metame acherim in the Beis Hamikdash, they do not make the gzera. Omer Rav Papa says, afilu lemandiyoma tumas mashkim deraisa, even according to the mandiyoma that says that mashkim can be makabel tumah, or they can be metama other things, that's min haTorah. But mashke be mitbachaya, the mashke be mitbachaya is not makabel tumah, not metama other things. Why? Hilchas Gemiri law, this is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So this is a brand new shita. Even if we say mashkim outside the Beis HaMikdash, are mekabel tumah, are metami other things, but in the Beis HaMikdash there's a special halacha l'moshe m'sinai that they're not mekabel tumah and not metami other things. Of course, this halacha l'moshe m'sinai, according to Rav Papa, is only according to the mandiyama that mashkim are mekabel tumah min haTorah. But if mashkim are not mekabel tumah and not metami min haTorah, we don't need a halacha l'moshe m'sinai in the Beis HaMikdash. So certainly Rav Papa was only speaking according to the mandiyama that mashkin has it in tumah midaraisa, but according to him there's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai that says that in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMitbachayim, it is not a mekabel tumah. And now the Gemara asks two questions to refute the statement of Rav Papa. Omer Rav Huna Bereid Rav Nosson Rav Papa. Rav Huna Bereid Rav Nosson said to Rav Papa, if so, velohodi Omer Rav Lazo, that which Rav Lazo said before in our sugya, ain't tumah lemashkin kolik, and after Zayin Ovad Aleph, he said, Shaharei, how did Rav Lazo know that ain't tumah lemashkin kolik, and that mashka has no din tumah min haTorah at all? Shaharei heyed Yosi ben Yehuda ish sreid al mashke beimit b'chaya dochin, because Yosi ben Yehuda ish sreid gave testimony before the Chachamim that he was mekabel, he received from the earlier generations,
that Mashke Beimet Bechaya is Toho, and since we see Mashke Beimet Bechaya is Toho, it must be that the Tumas Mashkim is the Rabbonon, and the Chachamim did not enact it in the Beis HaMikdash, because if it would be Min HaTorah, why then should there be no Din Tumas Mashkim in the Beis HaMikdash? And according to you, Rav Papa, the E Hilchas Gemirla, if there is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, that ain't that Mashke Beimet Bechaya is Dochen. Migamrinim, no, can you learn from there that there is no Din of Tumas Mashkim in HaTorah? There can very well be a Din of Tumas Mashkim in HaTorah. What is Rebbe Lozer proving from Yosi Ben Yehazi? There is no Din of Tumas Mashkim in HaTorah. Therefore, we cannot agree with you, Rav Papa. And Omele Ravina L'Ravashi, Ravina Set Ravashi, V'ho Reb Shimon. We find Reb Shimon, the Oma Tumas Mashkin the Reis. He says the din of Tumas Mashkin is the Reis. The Sanya we learned before in the Reis of Tezayin. Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon, Imrim, Lekelim Tahirim. If there is a suffix where the Mashkin were Matame Kelim, so we say it is Tahor, because since it is not a suffix in a Tumma de Reis, it's a suffix in a Tumma de Rabbon. And as Rashi learned there is no din of suffix Tumma Bishus Hayochet Tome on a Tumma de Rabbon. But Le'oichlin, if it's a question if the Mashkim were Metame Yoichlin, which if they were Metame the Yoichlin, that Tumma is a Tumma de Reis, so it's a suffix Tumma Bishus Hayochet in a suffix Tumma de Reis, we say Tmeim. So we see very well from that brisa that Reb Shimon says that the property that Mashkim have to be metame other things is their reisa, and certainly the property that Mashkin has that they can be makabel tuma is their reisa. If so, and here we're learning similar to the Mashah, if so, the words that Rav Papa said, "Afilu l'man diyoma tumas mashkin de'iraisa," mashke meibit b'chaye hilchasik amirila, that applies to Reb Shimon, because we find that Reb Shimon says that tumas mashkin is min ha'toira. V'hoche ka'omar, and here we find that Reb Shimon says, "Bekelim t'meim b'karka t'hoirin." He says, "Mayim that's bekelim in the base hamikdash atomei." Why? We must say, since the din kabbalas tuma of mayim is min ha'toira, so in the Beis HaMikdash, they're also Tameh, because the Chachamim could not rescind the Din Tumah that there is on this Mashkin Min HaTorah. The E Hilchasa, he, and if the Rav Papa is correct, that there's a special Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, that although Mashkin are Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah, but in the Beis HaMikdash they're not Mekabel Tumah, Mali Bekele, Mali Bekaka, what in the world is the difference if it's Bekele or Bekaka, if there's a Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, that Mashkin in the Beis HaMikdash are not Mekabel Tumah, they're not Mekabel Tumah anywhere in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Kasha, that is a Kasha on Rav Papa. And here Rashi learns that it is a Kasha on Rav Papa, and therefore Rashi says very unusual words. Rashi says, the Rashi is right next to or a little bit below the word Gilyan Hashas on the left margin. Rashi says, Hod Rav Papa lav milsehi v'chi omu, and Rav Papa said these words, lav adaitei v'lo yehoya zocho l'mishnayis halolu. That's very unusual. Rashi says that when Rav Papa says these words, that it was halacha l'moshe Mi-Sinai, he did not remember these mishnayis that the Gemara brings. However, it is interesting to note that the Rambam in Perek Zayin Mehilchas Oves Hatumas Halacha Aleph paskins that Mashkin have a din of Kabbalah's Tumah Min HaTorah, and in Perek Yud Aleph of Tumas Oichlin Halacha Tezayin, he paskins like the words of Rav Papa, that which the din that Mashkin don't have Tumah in the Beimit Bechaya, that is Halacha Mipia Kabbalah. The Tzlach, in his monumental work on our Sugya of Reb Hanina Sagana Kehanim, in the section which begins Ois Kuf Hei, he reconciles the Psak of the Rambam with the conclusion of our Gemara that seems to refute Rav Papa's words. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Papa said, Hodi Amrit Bekarka Tehoirin, that which you said, that the Reb Shimon said before, that Bekarka Tehoirin, that if there is Mashkin in the base of Mitbachaya, which are Bekarka, which are Mechuba Lekarka, that they are in the ground, that they are Tehor, Loi Shonu, when was that said, Elo Mayim, that is only Mayim, because Mayim, that a Mechuba Lekarka, have a Din Tahara, they're not Mekabel Tumah. Aval dam loy, and but dam, there's no difference if the dam is in the karka or if it's in kelim. Umayim nami loy amorim, and also that which we said that mayim that is bakarka in the Beis HaMikdash is not makabel tumah, has no din kabbalas tumah. That's nami loy amorim ela dehevi revius. That's only if the mayim is revius, because there's a halacha l'moshe mei Sinai that the minimum shear for a mikveh is a revius, that the mayim terms that they could be metahar something, and therefore they have a dentara, they cannot be mekabel tumah. The chozi lahatvul bei machatin betzinoris, and this revius is chozi lahatvul bei machatin betzinoris. We can immerse in it needles or hooks that were used to spin gold with. So since they could be used for tefillah and it has a minimum shear of the Torah of the halacha l'moshe mesina of a revius, therefore this mayim as tahari cannot be mekabel tumah. Havaloi have a revius, but if it is not a revius, temeim, because they are not kosher for a mikveh in any case, and if the mayim are not kosher for a mikveh, then they are mekabel tumah, because it goes hand in hand. Mayim that is kosher for a mikveh cannot be mekabel tumah. And as we said before, this is only midraisa, midrabanan, up to aboim sir, according to Rashi and our sugya, can be mekabel tumah. The keranoirem sechtes nozi daf lamed ches ask a question on this from the first Mishnahs in Masechtas Mikvois. Over there it seems that Mayim Bekarka, even Midrabanan, are not Bekabel Tumah. But in any case, that's Rashi's sheet in our sugya, that Mayim Bekarka, Midraisa, cannot be Mekabel Tumah, but Midrabanan, if it's less than Aboim Sor, they can be Mekabel Tumah. Taisus here asks an important question. We know that a mikveh from Mayim Sheuvim is possible. If a person draws water in pails and he pours the pails into a mikveh, the mikveh is possible. It's called Mayim Sheuvim, drawn water. If so, he asked, in the words of Rav Papa, we said, Horaf Omar Rav Papa, Hodi Amud Bekaka Tehoilin. That which we said, Bekaka Tehoilin, Loi Shanu Ela Mayim. We only said that if it's Mayim, it's possible, Aval Dam Loi. But if it's blood, even Bekaka, it is Mekabel Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. Why did Rav Papa have to revert to Dam? Dam is always Shov, is always drawn. So he could have spoken about Mayim, and he could have said, Loi Shanu Ela Mayim She'enan She'uvim. If they are Bekaka, then they are Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, because when Hatayah, they're not Mekabel Tumah, because they're a kosher and mikveh. But if they are Mayim She'uvim, then it is not a kosher and mikveh, and therefore it is Mekabel Tumah even in the Beis HaMikdash, because the Din Kabbalah's Tumah is Menatayah. From here, Tosis proves that a mikveh of Mayim She'uvim is only possible midrabon. That is also the review of the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph Mehilchus Mikvois. However, Rashi Shita in various places, among them, before in the Gemara Daf Tazayin Omer Aleph, the Ba'amaschel Yihyeh, and in Bava Kama Daf Tzamer Zayin Omer Aleph, Rashi seems to say, that a mikveh which is Shov is posel min hatoil. Now we continue with the Gemara. Omama, we learned previously on Daf Tazayin Omer Aleph. Reb Yehuda said, Lakoil Tomei. If there is a stick on which there is mashkim tameim, and a person throws that stick among bread or among kelim, in any case, if there is a suffix whether the kelim or the bread became tameh, we say it is tameh, because it's a suffix tuma min hatayla, because the property that mashkim have to mi matameh, both oichlim and kelim is min hatayla, and therefore a suffix in that tuma is also tameh b'shusayoch. That we saw at length in that sugya. Ask the Gemara, Lememra, do you want to say to me, the Sover Reb Yehuda, the Reb Yehuda is of the opinion, that tumas mashkin letamei, tumas kelim de oiraisa, that the property that mashkin have, that they can be metamei other kelim, other vessels, that din of tuma is min hatayra, mashkin could be metamei kelim min hatayra? No, v'hosnan, we learned a Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim. The Mishnah says, Kol hakelim sheyesh lehem achirayim v'soich. The girsa here, as the Gemara here brings the Mishnah in Mikvayis, is sheyesh lehem achirayim v'soich. All the kelim that have an outside and an inside that can be used, kigoin hakorem as cushions. We can use the inside of the cushion, or we can turn it inside out and use the part that was outside before as the inside of the cushion to put the feathers in. Or the haksosis, some things like quilts, or the hasakin, if we have sacks that are made out of goat's hair, or the hamatsufim, if we have large leather sacks. All these things could be used inside out. The din is nitma toichoi, nitma gabai. If tumah comes into contact with the part of the keli that is usually used as the inside, then also the outside of the keli of this sack is tummy. Nitno gaboy, but if tumah comes into contact with the outside of the sack, loy nitmo teichoy, the inside of the keli is not tummy. We will soon see in another line why is that. We know all the time in Hatayla, if tumah touches any part of a keli, usually the whole keli becomes tummy. However, as Rabbi Yehuda will tell us in just a moment, over here we're talking about a special tumah derabbanan, and the Chachamim wanted to let it be known that this tumah is only derabbanan. Therefore, they said, if nitma gaba, nitma toichai, if the inside becomes tumah, nitma gaba, the outside is also tumah, as any time when something is makabel tumah. However, if it's nitma gabai, loy nitma toichai, so that people should know that this tumah is only midrabbanan, as we will soon see. Taisus here points out that the din that the Mishnah here mentions is not only by the kelim sheyesh lehem acharayim v'toich, it's by all kli shetef, by any kli sheyesh le tahara b'mikveh, any type of kli that one could immerse in the mikveh if it becomes tummy, and has the identical din as is mentioned here in this Mishnah. However, for a technical reason, the Tanakhama used these examples because in the Mishnah in Kalim, Reb Meir disagrees with these specific types of kelim. But the din that the Mishnah says, that the Tanakhama says in any case, applies to all kinds of kelim that have tahara b'mikveh. And now Reb Yehuda comes to explain this Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim. Omar Reb Yehuda, said Reb Yehuda, Bamed Vorem Amurim, when do we say that nitma gaboy, loy nitma toichoy, if tumah comes into contact with the outside of the keli, is loy nitma toichoy, that is only shenitma umachmas mashkin. If these kelim became tummy because they came into contact with mashkim tmeim, and when a keli comes into contact with mashkim tmeim, it is only tummy midrabonim. And therefore the Chachamim made a special hecker. They wanted you to take notice that this tumah of this keli is only midrabbanan, so that if this keli subsequently will, for instance, come into contact with truma, that everyone should know that the tumah of this truma is only midrabbanan, and that we should not burn the truma, because we can only burn truma that has been tumah min hatayra. But if it's only tumah midrabbanan, although we don't eat the truma, we don't burn it either. And therefore, so the Kabbalah's tumah of this keli is only midrabbanan. Therefore, the Chachamim wanted to do something or give a din to this keli that everyone should remember it's only tamei midrabon. Avol nitmeu machmas sheretz, but if they became tamei because a sheretz came into contact with them, that their tumah is their raisa, then there's no difference what became tamei. Nitma toichai, if the sheretz came into the contact with the inside, nitma gaboi. Nitma gaboi, nitma toichai also. Okay, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. In any case, what do we see from this Rabbi Yehuda? We see from Rabbi Yehuda that kelim are mekabel tumah from a sheretz min hatorah. However, from mashkim, kelim are only mekabel tumah midrabbanan. V'i salka daitach tumas mashkim l'tama kelim d'raisa. Now, if you were to say that tumas mashkim, that the property that mashkim have, letame kelim to be metame other kelim is the eraisa, as it seems to be in the brisa that the Gemara brought here in the Yom HaMah, according to Rav Yehuda. Mali nitma machmas mashkim, mali nitma machmas sheretz. What is the difference? How the kelim became tame from a sheretz or from mashkim? If it's a tumah d'eraisa, we should always say nitma gabay, nitma toichay. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, said Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, Choza boy Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda retracted the din that he originally said, the braisa which we said in Nafta Zayin, and it was brought here, that Rav Yehuda says that the property of Mashkim to be Matama Kalim is Min Hatayra. Rav Yehuda rescinded that din, or he retracted from that position, the way he learned Shat in the Pasig of Rechol Mashka, Shei Yishase, Rechol Kli, Yitama Acherim, even the Kli, and he said, Mashkim could only be Mekama Kalim midirabona. Ravina Omar Ravina said, Lo Oilam Loi Hoda. Rav Yehuda did not retract from his original position. If so, how do we reconcile the contradiction? Ho, that Mishnah Masechtas Kalim, in which Rav Yehuda says that the Kalim are Mekabel Tumah only midrabbanan from the mashkin. That is talking about the mashkin haboy and machmas yodayim. That is talking about mashkin that were makabel tumah from yodayim. We know, we learned in Masechta Shabbos, that stam yodayim shnim hem midrabbanan, the Chachamim gave a din of yodayim, that a person did not watch carefully, that he did not touch tumah with his yodayim. They gave those stam yodayim a din of shniim. They have a din of sheni latuma, and therefore, if these mashkim came into contact with the yodayim, the mashkim became tummy only with the rabbanon, and therefore, when they touch, come into contact with the kelim, now those kelim are only tummy with the rabbanon. Therefore, they said nitma gaboy lo nitma teichei. Oh, that which Rabbi Yehuda said in the brayso of Daf Tazayin that mashkim could be matame acherim with the raisa. That's be mashkim haboyim machmasheret. It's mashkim that when we kabel tuma from a sheret, it's a tuma de raisa, and therefore they can be. These mashkim can now be matame kelim with the raisa. I hochis asked the Gemara and Ravina. Adetoni. Instead of Rabbi Yehuda saying, he differentiates between mashkin and sheretz. Liflig velisni b'dido, let him differentiate in mashkin themselves. When do we say that nitmo gabay loy nitmo toichoy that's a tumah derabbanon b'mashkin haboyim machmas yadayim, because those mashkim are only tumah midrabbanon, aval b'mashkim haboyim machmas sheretz, where those mashkim are tumah in a deraisa, those mashkim can be matame kelim, and therefore nitmo toichoy nitmo gabay nitmo gabay nitmo toichoy. Elo machvata, therefore it is correct, kideshanin miyikara, as we said before, chozer by Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Truda retracted from his original position, and therefore we find no gemar diomer in our sugya that mashkin can be metame kelim min hatoil. Ask the Gemara now. Iboil who the Bnei Yeshiva asked the following question. Mikalim Huda Hadabay. Did Rabbi Yehuda from it retract for his original din only as far as Kalim was concerned? In other words, Mashkin cannot be Metama Kalim in Hatera, Avo Bo Oichlin, but as far as Mashkin being Metama Oichel are concerned, in that we had a machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon on one side and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Loz on the other side, Avo Bo Oichlin, as far as Mashkin being Metama Oichel are concerned, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Svirle, that they can, that Mashkin can be Metama Oichel. Or do we say legamri hodabe kerab meir? He retracted completely that mashkin, not only that it can't be matame kelim yolf now, it cannot even be matame oichlin.
Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Tashma, let us bring a raya from a Mishnah Masechtas Parah to this question. But the raya of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak we will have to leave for next year in Yitzchak Hashem.